plate a potential nugget.
How do you determine if you're adding value? You know, the sense I get is, you know, as a board member, sometimes, you know, you make a few participate in a few discussions here and there, and you make a few statements. Net, when you go back home, when you're an executive, you know, you had a KPI, you met the KPI, and, you know, you've ticked the box. But as a board member, yeah. How do you...
So this is really important. And this, there are two things around this. So one is, again, it's the chairman's role. So I've seen boards where the chairman takes time, you know, to spend some of it with you. It could be over a cup of tea. It could be, you know, just walking down the corridor or something like that. And to make some very helpful suggestions. So the intent is to tell something about your value or contribution as a board member. But it could come about by talking about something which happened or some topic. So it depends upon how wise or tactful the chairman is. So most good chairmen will find an opportunity and a way. Sometimes they will do it bluntly if it is necessary, but mostly it will be done very tactfully. So whether they're giving positive feedback or negative feedback, most chairmen find time, find a way, and find the person to tell him certain things, and they will. And if it is positive, they will really say, look, great, I really value your support. I'm so delighted that you're on the board. So that's very easy, right?
Right.
But if he's saying something different or he wants to, so he's not condemning somebody, but he's trying to build up where he thinks there is a weakness or a deficiency. So then again, it depends upon topic, tact, wisdom, and all those. So that is one. So that is the chairman's role. Mm. The chairman's role is to get the best of all his people. So it cannot be only dialogue around the table. It has to be dialogue away from the table also. So one is the dialogue which I talked about, that issue-based and getting to know each other.
Yeah.
But the other is this also, you know, feedback. And how do you give feedback? These are all senior people and some. And actually, surprisingly, the most senior, sometimes you can get hurt very quickly. Right?
True.
The other is this board evaluation. Right? Now, board evaluation, when it is done in-house by the board itself, the board members may not get any feedback on themselves, because in most boards, I find that every board member gives every other board member 5 out of 5. End of story, right? Mm. You don't get anything. But sometimes, or at least every alternate year, this evaluation can and should be done, in my opinion, by an outside expert firm, board evaluation, right? So these people do quite an extensive job. They sit in meetings, they sit in boards, they interview people one-to-one, they ask all kinds of questions, they give written questionnaires, they interview each and every board member. And the purpose of this entire exercise, and it depends on how good this firm is, the entire exercise is to be helpful to the board committees, to the board directors, to observe what is happening. So interpersonal dynamics, usefulness of a committee, outcomes, they look at everything, right? And they can take a month or two or three even to look at it. It doesn't happen overnight. Then the feedback that they give. So one, they give feedback to every individual. They will give some feedback to every individual, right? Then they give feedback about each individual to the chairman. Now, these two feedbacks can be different. Because there are certain things which an outside company will not tell every individual director. But whatever they've gleaned as a result of this exercise, they are bound to tell everything to the chairman, right? So they will give feedback to individuals, they will give feedback to committees, they will give feedback to the board. They will actually come to the board and spend an hour or two telling them what they discovered during that month or two that they've been with the company to find out, right? The individual feedback is given to the chairman, right? Again, it is for the chairman. How does he use that individual feedback? If there is something important or something where the director needs to build upon, right? How he uses the feedback from an outside agency about a director in his board to the director, how, when, this, that. So therefore, if you look at it, the chairman's role actually is very, very important. And it's a role which is very difficult to define. And it's a role where, you know, how well he's doing his role, there'll be very little visibility on it, except that everything functions so well.
What struck me in what Mr. Bhatt says, and what I've observed in evaluation of leadership teams as well, is that there are often three outputs, and each of them actually serves a different objective. First is the feedback to the leader, chairperson in this case, on how well he or she is doing and where the opportunities for improvement are. There's also a feedback on each member of the team, which is helpful data for the leader to work with that individual moving forward. Second is the feedback to each individual. This gets into specific behaviors that need to be amplified or tweaked to be more effective. This has confidential inputs from other board members as well and stakeholders of the company. And the third is feedback to the collective, to the leader and the team as a group. In this case, to the chairperson and the team. Here we talk about the dynamics in the team as a whole, what's working well, cultural issues that need to be addressed, and so on. You also have a little bit of an aggregate view on how the board is doing as a portfolio. I guess the critical thing is that in any team evaluation, not just a board evaluation, it should consist of each of these elements, as there's a different benefit from sharing the feedback with each of these constituents. Thank you for listening. For more insights on transitioning from an executive to a non-executive role, and for becoming an effective board member, please visit playtopotential.com and look for the relevant playlists under the category of transitions. You might also find segments of conversations with Ravi Venkatesan, Vinita Bali, Vedika Bhandarkar, and Rama Bijapurkar thought-provoking in this context. This is your host Deepak Jayaraman here. To know more about the executive coaching and the transition advisory work I do, please visit transitioninsight.com.